Bradford Today welcomes letters to the editor at dave@villagemedia.ca or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Our premier's house of cards around the Greenbelt is tumbling and the fiasco has metaphorically become a high-stakes, high-risk card game. Winning in this outrageous game requires skill and focus. The provincial players seem to lack both. The government game strategy is to exploit the Greenbelt under the pretense that no other suitable lands are available to address the need for more housing. Their feigned respect for the public is self-serving and their methods fall short on honesty and integrity, as the Auditor General, Bonnie Lissick, stated. It's late and this card game has become complicated with players coming and going. Deepest in debt and with the most to lose is Premier Doug Ford. Ryan Amato, former chief of staff to former housing minister Steve Clark, has been and gone. Clark finally folded when Lissick stepped in and upset his game, and another dark figure, Mr. X, has apparently been playing but through side bets on the final outcome for his payout. Ford is still dealing and has invited a new poker-faced player to the table, new housing minister Paul Calandra, who threatens to match or even raise the bets. Is he bluffing? Will he become another scapegoat for the big bettors? It'll be far more difficult for the dealer in this scenario to claim ignorance when so many are now watching for any further sleight of hand. Alan Baker or Oromadont.